Great. This is Sister's Place Entertainment Showcase. We have our authors showcase, and we're interviewing Miss Turner for her new novel, Paradise Dreams. Welcome, Miss Turner. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. This is a delight.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. So let's jump right in. Tell me about Paradise Dreams and the anticipated release date.
Well, first of all, the release date, I won't lie to anyone, I'll just say it's at the end of this year. It's no
okay.
business like book business, so we want to just keep it accurate, so it'll be hopefully by the end of this year.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, go ahead and tell us about Paradise Dream.
Well, my story centers around Melanie Harris, who returned to the United States after staying in Europe, healing from a tumultuous marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Her focus is no longer on love, something she believes she'll never allow herself to become a victim to.
Mm-hmm.
Her focus is loving and putting all her energy toward her aging parents
mm-hmm.
and her writing career. And
mm-hmm.
that is until she meets the tall, dark, and handsome Kendall Myers, who rescues her. You know, it has to happen that way. Who rescues her from a robbery at an ATM. And it was a Kodak moment for the both of them. She wanted to know his name and press
mm-hmm.
charges when she saw, but when she saw the police hounded by the media, led by a loudmouth advocate, she
mm-hmm.
ran. So she wanted mm-hmm. to avoid scandal and public humiliation, and she disappears into a crowd of onlookers, and never asking her rescuer's name and regretting that she'll never see him again. So to her, it was just her luck. She visits her hometown, gets robbed, rescued by her Prince Charming, and losing him in a matter of minutes. So, you know, it's just the prelude to her ever being in love again, or is it just a dream? And that's how I try
okay.
to explain it.
Okay. Sounds good, though.
I hope so.
So what inspired you to write Paradise Dream?
You know, my travels to the Caribbean, I was
mm-hmm.
fascinated by the people there, those who are native to the Caribbean islands
mm-hmm.
or to, and also meeting people who newly moved there and those who just were, you know, plain visitors, tourists.
Okay.
So when I looked at them, my question was, what if? That's what I always do when I see something that captures my eye or interest. What if? And
mm-hmm.
the story starts to unravel in my head.
Okay. That's good. So as an author, what is your biggest challenge when you're writing?
Oh, child. You know, honestly, keeping focused.
Mm-hmm.
My crazy brain goes into overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm writing, all kinds of ideas pop up. Accounts run together inside my head. So to solve that, I keep pen and paper or my tablet close by, so whenever something really crazy goes into my head, I have to write it down. It could
mm-hmm.
be added into the story or most likely for a future story.
Okay, that's good. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Name three of your favorite authors and why.
Oh, that's so unfair.
I know you have many, 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 but
yeah.
just three.
You know, I'm really bad at that because I read across the board. And
mm-hmm.
as you already know, there's so many fabulous writers out there
mm-hmm.
that we've yet to discover. So I'll tell you the truth. When an author captures my attention, I'll read another of their story.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I really like the second book, then I binge on that author's work until I exhaust that person's literature.
Okay.
My favorite author would be the one whose work I'm inhaling.
Okay.
Now, I'm presently reading Vanessa Miller's book, Former Rain, but previously I was gobbling up mysteries by Abigail Keem, Estelle Ryan, historical romance by Elizabeth Kales, and now after after all that time, I'm now catching up with Donna Hill, Bernice McFadden, and Jacqueline Thomas. I'm in a doghouse with them on that. and also there's Maxine Billings, who's a dear friend of mine, and she's working on her mother's autobiography. So that's something I'm going to be looking for. But, you know, I want to put in this point, though, about, you know, Donna Hill, Bernice McFadden, and mm-hmm. Jacqueline. When I was beginning to write a novel, I used their books. I wanted to know what made them click,
mm-hmm.
what made them who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would have a highlighter, and I would highlight points in their books that really meant to me. No, not taking or plagiarizing their work, but
mm-hmm.
actually
mm-hmm.
saying, what is it that captivated me? And I will
right.
highlight that, and then I'll apply it to my voice and my stories.
Okay.
If that makes sense. If that
yes,
makes sense.
It does. It does. So
they opened my eyes quite a bit with that.
That's good. I mean,
mm-hmm.
oh, I love that. So what advice would you give an aspiring writer?
Oh, you know what? I would tell them what I had to apply myself. Read,
mm-hmm.
read, read, write, write, write. Keep that mind working.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, keep a highlighter in your hand. Use
mm-hmm.
those novels as textbooks for
mm-hmm.
writing for you. You know, even if you have to get a double of the book just so that you
mm-hmm.
can keep a nice one, but pick out points on the author's way of drawing the reader, as I mentioned, how they dramatize, pique, you know, your interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I said before, what does it make this writer so special? And if you keep doing that, then you will apply what you've read and then apply it to your style of writing. And, of course, young writers, new writers, workshops, seminars, classes if you want to, are always enlightening and motivating.
Okay. That's good. I've heard that a lot from several
yeah.
authors that I've interviewed. Read, read, read.
Yes, yes,
write.
I do believe it. And you're not stealing it. What it does, it helps you to think the way a writer
mm-hmm.
thinks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where can our readers learn more about you and follow you on social media?
Well, I do have a website, jhaleturner.com, J-Hale, H-A-L-E, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R, jhaleturner.com, or just search me out, J. Hale
okay.
Turner. You'll find me. They'll find me somewhere. I'm right there.
Well, here's a bonus question.
Okay.
When you're first starting out, how did you decipher self-publishing from, I'll go with the publishing company? So this has been a struggle for me, trying to decide whether or not to go self-publishing or go with a publishing agent. And for some of my friends that I know, they are doing self-publishing.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know.
Well, you know, the thing about it, though, dear, is that in the beginning, I sought out traditional publishing for it. And then when I finally was accepted, my parents got ill.
Okay.
So I had to pull away.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't stop me from writing. And then I started researching about doing independent writing, self-publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
for the past 10 years or so, I have been self-publishing. I never
okay.
stopped. And it helps. What it does, it really helps you to appreciate the publishing business.
Mm-hmm.
What is required, what is to be expected, how to, you know, what to do once you get your work done, how
mm-hmm.
to be known to other people. And, you know, the joy of me just writing and being able to put it out was
mm-hmm.
for itself. I may have not been as diligent in the marketing aspect of it
mm-hmm.
the way I should have, but to be honest with you, it has worked its way anyway. Through my blogs and through meeting people. And then just when I was going to work on my novel, I get this call from dear Jacqueline Thomas, and when she told me, are you sitting down? I should have known I was in trouble for something. I don't remember the conversation. Shira, I do not remember the conversation. All I know is that I had completed my book, and they took it.
All right.
That's all I can tell you. So the point is never to give up, and I still self-publish. I still have other books, children's books that I still self-publish, and I enjoy it. I have my own set time, and once I get it out, it's out.
Okay.
When you have a publisher, you have to rely on them because they have a staff of editors and whatnot, which I wish I had.
Mm-hmm.
And then and they handle most of everything, but you also have to aid into the marketing as well.
Mm-hmm.
But take advantage of every opportunity to get your work out there. Do not be afraid.
Okay.
Just make sure you edit.
Absolutely.
I encourage it. Call me anytime if you hit a bump. I'll help you out on that.
Okay. Thank you.
That
is all my questions. I look forward to reading Paradise Dreams. I am going to pull you up and see what other work you've done so I can jump in and get my interest intrigued.
That's good, and I hope you will enjoy Paradise Dreams. I enjoy writing it.
Oh, I love the title. You know, the title is drawing me in. It's like, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, and that's how I saw the Caribbean, you know, the real clear waters. Everything was laid back. Hawaii is like that.
Mm-hmm.
In isolated areas, it's beautiful. So it's a dream just for me, just to be there.
Oh, I'm looking forward to going there. That's on my bucket list. For sure.
Oh, my
for
goodness.
Sure.
Oh, have a ball. Have a ball.
Oh, absolutely.
I tell everybody, have a ball.
You know what? That's the whole purpose of going away to a beautiful island.
That's it. And you never know what's there waiting for you.
Absolutely, man.